I'm joined by Osama Monajed, a member of the Syrian Opposition Council. Osama, you met the Turkish foreign minister yesterday. What did he promise?
Well, it was also a brief meeting with the Turkish Prime Minister Erdogan, and where he assured the position of Turkey in calling on Assad to step down and in supporting the opposition in Syria.
How is that going to manifest itself?
Well, that's yet to be seen. There is already a talks going on, and Erdogan will visit the Hatay refugee camp in southern Turkey and will announce from there a package of sanctions against the Syrian regime for the first time that Turkey does such a step. And from Hatay in particular, to send a message to the Assad that we understand how you're trying to meddle and trying to penetrate these refugees' camps. We know what your intelligence services are trying to do. And to be honest, the Turkey is very, very angry at Assad because of how the intelligence services in Syria are creating all these false and smear propaganda campaign against Turkey to damage its image inside the country and also in the Arab world. The Turks are very angry at Assad of these false allegations, and obviously the Assads are doing that to create a wedge between Turkey and the opposition, and to especially the Harmoush case, Turkey has absolutely nothing to do with it. Just to make any defected soldier or any soldier who's thinking of defecting from the Syrian army and going to Turkey to think twice, because Turkey may hand it to the Syrian regime, which is all lies. And in fact, Erdogan called Assad a liar. He called him liar not only in private but also in public. It is very obvious, and I've seen it with my own eyes here in New York, how the Turkish Prime Minister and the Turkish Foreign Minister are leading the efforts in the United Nations against Syria, Syrian regime, and all the lengthy meetings and talks they had with all different Security Council members, especially with the American President Barack Obama. It was a very, very long meeting, and also President Obama called Erdogan about 9 times during the past few days to just discuss details on Syria. Syria was absolutely the hot topic and issue behind the scenes, despite the fact that it may not have been mentioned very much in public.
Just to backtrack a bit, some activists have said that have accused Turkey of handing back a defected general. Erdogan insisted that was not the case. Do you take that at face value?
Well, we knew this before even our meeting with Erdogan. We knew this that this was a smear campaign orchestrated by the Syrian intelligence. We knew that Hamous was drugged by some people who are lawyer maybe or freelancing agent, and there are three or four officers, Turkish officers, now under investigation. Because of that, but it's absolutely not a political decision, absolutely not an intelligence leader decision. I mean, the Syrian regime trying to create a false perception that the Turkish political leadership is against the regime, but the intelligence is on their side. These are absolute lies, and obviously a big country like Turkey, you wouldn't expect such obviously practices. So it's just these are acts of desperation from the Syrian regime, just trying to make people afraid of Turkey and to distrust it.
Over the weekend, Riyad Assad, the leader of the Syrian Free Army, has been making noises about an armed insurrection in Syria. You have maintained the. You and others have maintained the peaceful stance of the protest movement. What do you make of the Syria Free Army and their call?
Well, they've been trying to protect demonstrators, trying to protect certain neighborhoods where there were absolute massacres and atrocities being committed, rapes and murder and killing and kidnapping and all, and stealing and looting. It's a complete war zone in some areas, and they've been trying to defend these areas. Whether this whole revolution will take a different path, this is a different discussion, but this, the Syrian National Council position at the moment is to maintain this revolution as peaceful and as non-violent as possible.
You seem a bit more relaxed about his comments, or open to change.
Well, I mean, we don't know how things develop in the coming few days or weeks. Everything is possible, but the position that the Syrian National Council is taking at the moment, the policy that we are adopting, and this is obviously the Syrian National Council, you know, comprised of about 52% grassroots movement. So it is not only the political elite here talking in this connection with the street, but also representatives of the coordination committees in the council also on board with this in keeping this revolution non-violent and peaceful as long as we can for many various reasons.
Do you think talk about an armed insurrection plays into the hands of the Assad regime and their portrayal of the opposition movement as armed gangs?
Well, at a certain point, if there is a change of strategy or policy towards this, the Syrian regime cannot play this card, because the whole world watched Syrians being slaughtered on screens for 7 months or 8 months, whenever this decision is going to take place, and no one would believe that there was an armed gangs until this moment. People were demonstrating peacefully and being shot in the head, being losing their family members every time anyone goes and demonstrates. The notion or the propaganda there is a terrorist armed gangs will not play in the side of the regime anymore.
What's your understanding of what's happening today? We're hearing of assaults on the town of Rastan in the province of Homs. What's your understanding?
Well, I mean, Rastan and Homs have been the one of the most boiling areas. Rastan in particular, lots of defected soldiers come from Rastan, and when they defected, they went back to Rastan, and they tried to defend themselves. Even in Homs, the city that in central Syria that witnesses the most sectarian tension, and the regime is desperate to create that kind of sectarian and inside that sectarian issue and to counteract this regime's propaganda tactic and is to that the coordinating committee of the city of Homs, a third of them are Sunnis, third Christians and third Alawites. It's a very clear message to the regime that they cannot play the sectarian card there. But even though the regime again, they launch military assaults in one city after the other. They cannot launch obviously assaults, military ones, on all cities in the country. They have to focus on one area because they don't have the necessary focus and they cannot trust also the whole army personnel to carry on campaigns throughout the country. So they focus on Deir ez-Zor, and then they focus on Hama, then they focus on another town, and now, unfortunately, it is the turn of Rastan and Homs.
Just going back to your meeting with Erdogan, Syria has brushed off opposition from Turkey before. What difference will this make?
Well, we know now that Turkey is serious. Prime Minister Erdogan's speeches are very clear. His position is very clear, and he's being very articulate how he, when he describes how he tried to help Assad reform, and how he tried to tell him that Assad is an Alawite and his wife is Sunni. It's a very he can use this to his advantage to obviously put down any sectarian tension and to promote tolerance in the country. But Assad was very disappointing time after time. He did say that the Syrian and even his advisors, they mentioned how Walid Muallim always lies and lies and uses really false information sometimes tries to play the terrorist card. But the Turks are fed up with this. For Turkey, Syria is a national security matter. I mean, it's a southern, very long southern border. There's also on the northeastern side, there's the Kurdish issue. So, they are prepared, in fact, at the moment for about 250,000 refugees, if anything goes worse. And they are preparing to even more. To accommodate more numbers of refugees if things escalate. So for Turkey, it is the most significant country in the whole Arab uprising, and that's why they've been very careful. That's why they've been very they're trying to use any different possible way before taking this whole case to a completely different level.
What difference do you hope it'll make in Syria?
Well, ultimately to get rid of the Assad regime, and we know that the Turkish leadership now is determined to do that.
Okay, Osama. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks.
Absolutely. Thank you.